It has been a challenging 6 months for many Australians, from bushfires at the start of the year right the way through to the pandemic. And I did want to acknowledge the difficulty for many of our customers, particularly in Victoria, our broader teams, and of course the community. From our perspective, we've been very focused on doing what we can, which is to continue running our business as well as possible, responding and supporting to help our customers, making sure that we're consistently executing our strategy, as well as ensuring we have an even stronger balance sheet to make sure that we're in the best possible position to respond to a variety of different economic scenarios. Overall, we're lucky that we came into this period in a very strong position. So the bank's been able to operate very effectively during that time, but of course we have been impacted. A couple of key numbers that are worth highlighting. Our statutory profit was up 12% over the course of the year. That's mainly due to the gain on various divestments. That statutory profit is important because that's the basis on which the dividend is calculated. Our cash net profit after tax, which is more familiar to many of our shareholders, was down 11%. And that was mainly due to the $1.5 billion forward-looking adjustment that we took for future credit losses as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. Yes, obviously a very important decision for our shareholders. We have almost 900,000 retail shareholders, and the board, of course, considered a range of different scenarios. The final dividend of 98 cents fully franked reflects APRA's, who's the prudential regulator, their guidance to be less than 50%. That 98 cents represents 49.95% of our statutory profit, bringing our total full year dividend to $2.98, again fully franked. Technology and specifically digital banking has played an enormous role in the way we've served our customers, particularly over the last 6 months. We've been recognised as the best digital bank in Australia by Forrester now for the last 4 years, by Canstar for 11 years. And we've really been able to leverage, again, the power of digital banking to reach as many of our customers as possible to keep them updated and informed about what's been going on with the coronavirus. The economic outlook still remains highly uncertain. Overall, Australia and New Zealand, though, are very well positioned, particularly so on a global basis. That said, we have seen a sharp economic contraction during the course of the year as a result of the pandemic. Not quite as bad as we'd first feared, but certainly the pace of recovery does look like it will be longer. Overall, we're expecting GDP to fall by about 4% over this calendar year, but to bounce back by about 2% next year. Unemployment's likely to peak towards the end of this calendar year at close to 10%, which is clearly, you know, a significant economic impact overall. But fortunately, again, Australia is well positioned. We've been able to provide substantial income support via the federal government, obviously working very closely with the states, regulators, financial institutions to provide substantial support over that time. There is a broad and wide range of infrastructure projects in the pipeline, and there's a number of other initiatives that are and will be required to make sure that we can try and bring that unemployment rate down in subsequent years. For the Commonwealth Bank, we feel very well positioned for a range of different economic scenarios.